Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
That I haven't even had to do too many this year. We've really come a long way.
Good for you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
12th District Alder Henry Perez, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, brother, and blessings to you and the hearing community out there.
Thank you very much. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's do the news. Let's do it.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Memorial Day ceremonies took place all across the country this weekend. Reporter Bruce Marcus is in St. Germain, Wisconsin.
It's a small community that's big on patriotism. About 100 people showed up at a park to honor local heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. Marlon Mee attended. His brother was killed in Vietnam.
I remember our youth playing together as young kids, and he was 19 when he went off to Vietnam. It's a tough day.
President Trump heads to Arlington National Cemetery in just a few hours, where he'll make remarks and take part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president lashed out this weekend at Russian President Putin.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people, and I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. I've known him a long time, always gotten along with him. But he's sending rockets into cities and killing people, and I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
The BBC's James Waterhouse says the comments came after a deadly Russian drone strike.
It's been a very difficult weekend for Kyiv and dozens of other towns and cities across Ukraine. The air defenses were once again going last night with air raid sirens as Russia continues to try and terrorize populations, but also slowly they are advancing in the east in a war that is not going Ukraine's way.
After speaking with the head of the European Union, the president decided to postpone the 50% tariff he just announced last week.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that. And that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
In Minneapolis, residents have been visiting George Floyd Square, marking the fifth anniversary of his murder.
Minneapolis City Councilmember Andrea Jenkins says it is a bittersweet time with some new businesses opening in the area, but no permanent memorial this many years later.
It's extremely frustrating.
Her wish for the site is that it becomes a place of healing.
That's my ultimate goal, is to have peace, love, and beauty at the intersection of George Floyd Square.
Susie Jones for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Well, less than 2 years after its debut, McDonald's is closing its beverage spinoff, Cosmics. The chain didn't do burgers and fries, but signature drinks instead, like coffee, specialty teas, and blended beverages. But the pilots weren't successful, so they're now pulling the Cosmic plug. But McDonald's says it may try to test out some of the popular drinks at the Golden Arches. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a three-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right two people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity, so you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I had kind of a rough day. I was over at my parents' house all day because I live there. God, I wish that was a joke. Yeah, a little rule of thumb. I'm 26, and if you are 26 years old and you're waking up under Star Wars sheets, the Force is not with you. No siree, Yoda. I mean, I love my mom. She's wonderful, but she can be so annoying. Like, you ever drive with your mom as an adult? I would rather pick up an escaped convict. At least they're satisfied, you know what I mean? My mom, she doesn't really say anything out loud. She just makes that noise that moms make when they think they're about to crash, which is roughly every 10 seconds. You know that noise? I just want to veer into oncoming traffic. I'll give you something to about later. Then she starts grabbing that handle, the we're all gonna die handle. What is that thing even there for? In case you want to turn your car into a subway at some point? Little baby doing chin-ups on it or something, and she starts pressing on her brake, the fake brake, right? Oh yeah, Mom, that was helpful. Yeah, we almost crashed, but you mimed braking. Thank goodness for that. Thank you. You're so talented.
Thank you.
Saluting our Navy people today, our Navy vets. And even though this is not Veterans Day, I still want to salute the Navy vets and everybody who gave their lives serving in the Navy, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, the Merchant Marines, everywhere you served. And I thank you very much. And to the families who lost their loved ones during these wars, and I thank you very much for your sacrifice of your family on this Memorial Day holiday today. It's 8:10, make it 8:11. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining me here on this Memorial Day today. Plenty of sunshine today to enjoy the day. Sunny with a high near 59. Cloudy tonight, lows 49. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 57. Right now it's sunny, 51 degrees. A beautiful day here at Radio Park. Ah, JJ. JJ Jackson. Local news, timeless hits all day long today. At WRJN. Timeless hits WRJN. Coming up this hour, we've got tickets to give away to the musical Legally Blonde at the Racine Theater Guild. Your chance to win is coming up sometime this hour. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs near 59, 51, and sunny right now here at Radio Park. I should have asked Alder Perez this question. He's a school teacher as well as being an alderman. Think back to all the teachers you had in school. Could you imagine any one of them being this involved in something like this? A teacher in Louisiana got arrested. She dropped her bag of cocaine in the hallway at the school. I can imagine that the school district frowned upon things like that. But could you imagine? I'm thinking about all the teachers I ever had. I can't imagine them ever being involved in something like that. Yet dropping a bag of cocaine in the school. And why would you bring it into the school to begin? Why would you have it to begin with? Long, cool woman in a black dress. These are the Hollies. Local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
Yeah, stop.
you go, the Hollies. Long, cool woman in a black dress. Interesting sidebar about that song. Alan Clark, who was the lead singer in the Hollies, wanted to go off on his own to, you know, do a solo album. And the Hollies said, make your choice, solo or with us. But he already wrote the song Long Cool Woman of the Black Dress and did it for his solo album. And he said, all right, we'll make it a Hollies song. That's why the Hollies aren't on there, just Alan Clark, because it wasn't meant to be the Hollies on there. Anyway, super hit for the Hollies. There you go. It's 818 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, we're ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again. And this year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season. The Oasis is open Tuesday through Sunday, and great food there, live music, even yoga. In between the activities, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN. Make summer fun this year at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach with WRJN. Hey, all summer long, we're going to be here for you, okay? All right, this is interesting here. Some fun answers. BuzzFeed asked a question to people to share the moment they realized they were dating a total idiot. Here they go. My boyfriend asked me if they speak British in Britain. We were talking about dinosaurs, and he was shocked to hear they were real. Then he proceeded to ask me if they really breathe fire. He thought dinosaurs and dragons were the same thing. When he missed his daily medication, he just threw out the pills instead of just saving it for the next day. And finally, she didn't understand that you actually have to pay for what you spend on your credit card. Like, the credit amount she had was supposed to be her monthly limit, and it just resets each month. The moment you thought you were dating a total idiot. Okay, I've never been in that situation before. Hey, it's time for Pete with the Beat now. Let's do it.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy-drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
In Dream Baby. It's 826. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. The average person thinks they can survive 16 days in the wilderness. And the not freezing part would be tough enough, but there's less than 1 in 5 Americans who are confident they could start a fire if they only had flint. Now, without flint, it goes down to 0. Only 1 in 7 think they'd be able to tell which plants and berries were edible and which ones might kill them. Only 2/3 of us don't know what poison ivy looks like. You know what? This is a good reason why the Rosens never went camping before. We don't do camping in my family. This is why. Because we don't want to die out there in the wilderness. And there's probably a good chance if we went camping, we wouldn't have a clue of what to do out there.
Lalinda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Neil Diamond, Solitary Man, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. We thank you for joining us here on this Memorial Day morning. 52% of Americans think Memorial Day has lost its original meaning. Only 60% say remembering America's fallen heroes is the first thing they associate with it now. It's obviously okay to associate it with barbecues at the beginning of summer, a nice three-day weekend, but just make sure you take a few minutes today to honor our fallen soldiers who gave their lives so you would have the freedom to celebrate the day you're celebrating today. Just a couple of minutes, okay? It's 8:30. Let's check news.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some late day showers, 58. Some heavy rain, a half inch or more tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I stock up for food for the family. I buy sugar for the kids. Sugar's all healthy these days. Ever notice they say fruit roll-ups and gummy bites? Just give them sugar. We survive. Pixie sticks. Remember those things? Yeah. Then they came up with that Magnum stick. Remember that thing? Made in a meth lab in Wyoming, but we ate it. We ate everything. We ate wax candy. We ate wax lips. How about that? You have the lips on. I think I'll eat them. It's wax!
Don Rosen.
Actually, we're celebrating the people who gave their lives up in different branches of the military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, also the Merchant Marines. No matter where you served, you know, people gave their lives, and we're remembering that on this Memorial Day morning. 8:37 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We got tickets to give away this morning to Legally Blonde, the musical that's coming up in just a few minutes. But right now... on this Memorial Day morning, where it's going to be sunny today with a high near 59, cloudy tonight, lows 49, and cloudy tomorrow with a high near 57. But right now, the sun is shining bright on a beautiful day, 51 degrees in Radio Park. White Plains, my baby loves loving.
My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves loving. She's got what it takes and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world. Just to know where I'm at without her. Still, that lucky day when she came.
That's White Plains, my baby loves loving. Local news, Tamla sits here at WRJN. Well, for grilling season, Miller Lite once came up with a beer-infused charcoal. They called it beer coal. Each briquette is infused with concentrated Miller Lite, so it's supposed to give off anything with a slight beer taste that you grill on the grill. They say the food cooked over it is safe for all ages, though. The charcoal itself will not get you drunk. So, I don't know, do they still have that on the market? Beer coals. Miller Lite. Interesting idea. Well, you like brats soaked in beer, don't you? Maybe you'll like that. Here's Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
But it's no good to buy.
WCR, Bad Moon Rising, 845 on this Memorial Day holiday at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today. A beautiful day with a high near 59, 51 and sunny right now at Radio Park. Well, there is a downside of winning the lottery. It's all the people who come out of the woodwork to get a piece of it. A study found that, yes, that's usually what happens. The average person that wins a lottery gains one extra friend for every $5,000 they win. So if you won $1 million, let's say, the number of friends would increase by 200 people. Everybody wants to be your friend when you got $1 million, huh? Well, here's the clue. Here's the thing. Only win $499,999. You know why? $4,999. That's right. Because that way you don't get any new friends. Who needs friends? I won $10 in a lottery once. I was so excited. I didn't get any new friends out of it, though. Nobody wanted a piece of my $10. All right, we've got tickets to give away right now to Legally Blonde, the musical. It's now at the Racine Theater Guild through Sunday, June 1st. And we've got tickets for the May 31st performance. That's this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, you're invited to call right now to get a pair of tickets to see Legally Blonde this Saturday night, May 31st, at the Racine Theater Guild's 7:30 p.m. performance. So give us a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. What's your first name?
Tommy.
What is it?
Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y.
Hi, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, you're going to be better because you just won a pair of tickets to see Legally Blonde at the Racine Theater Guild.
Sweet.
Okay, hold on. What town do you live in, by the way?
Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin.
Okay, hold on the line, Tommy. Got those tickets for you, and just stay there where you are, okay? That was good. Give away a couple of pair this week. I like that. It's 847, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Big
deals. Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates. Perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
The official start of summer. California girls got to hear the Beach Boys all summer long. I like them in the winter, too. It's 8:53, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. This 9-year-old kid in Indiana found an envelope filled with $5,000 under the floorboard of the family's SUV that they bought. So he and his dad got it back from the back to the previous owners. Now, the previous owners lost it on a road trip a few years ago and had no idea where it went. They ended up letting the kid keep $1,000 of the money as a thank you. You know what they say about honesty being the best policy, huh? That kid, 9 years old, has $1,000. Wonder what he's going to do with it. My parents would say, put it in the bank. I would say, let's spend it on anything we can. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. She's Just My Style here at WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me. But then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind. But the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
So
fine.
she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me want to tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine?
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's... Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Just My Style. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I want to talk about some interesting stats about Memorial Day. 25 cities around the country claim to be the birthplace of Memorial Day, but the first state that actually recognized it as a holiday was New York. That was in 1873. 75% of us will go to a barbecue this weekend, the second most popular holiday for grilling. The first is 4th of July. Between now and Labor Day, Americans will eat 7 billion hot dogs. That's about 818 hot dogs every second. Oh, my goodness. Be careful out there. There's a 25% bump in cooking-related fires on Memorial Day. About 50,000 people will be injured in car accidents this weekend. 44% of traffic fatalities also involve alcohol. But the most important statistic, 42 million veterans have served in wartime. A total of 1.3 million Americans have lost their lives defending the United States. That's an important statistic, since remembering them is what this day, Memorial Day, is really all about. We salute them all. I want to thank my guest, Alderman Henry Perez, for coming in today on this Memorial Day holiday. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm Don Rosen. Be here at 6 o'clock together, okay? Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum. We have Brewers playing at 12:30 this afternoon. After that, Kurt Bowman. Then we've got at night tonight, what's his guy's name? The Boss. You know, what's his name? Yeah, Chris Morrow. Don't forget the Boss's name at 6 o'clock tonight. Have yourself a wonderful and safe Memorial Day holiday today. And again, remember what we're celebrating this holiday for, okay?
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. It's Memorial Day today, a day to honor our fallen service members. Vietnam veteran James Leeson has placed 20